A New Zealand citizen who had her passport cancelled has lost a court battle in Wellington today. Officials believe the woman, known as Ms. A, was planning to leave the country to join ISIS in 2016. The High Court in Wellington rejected the woman's request for a judicial review on the matter today. Our political reporter, Charlie Drever, joins me now with the details. Charlie, can you just go into the background a little bit? What was behind the decision to cancel this person's passport in the first place?
Well, Ms. A, as we're calling her, had her passport suspended and then cancelled in 2016 after the Internal Affairs Minister was provided information by the New Zealand Security Intelligence Service, or SIS. The minister was able to cancel the passport on the grounds that they had reasonable belief that the person in question was intending to travel overseas to facilitate a terrorist act. The SIS assessed that this woman, on multiple occasions, had tried to enter Syria to join ISIL, including one instance where she was stopped at the Turkish border, where she was suspected of trying to enter Syria to marry an Islamic State fighter. She was then deported from Turkey and had return flights to Australia. However, at Kuala Lumpur, she then changed those flights, and the SIS say that she then attempted to change her appearance and then travelled around the Middle East for several weeks. From there, she then met with her brother at Qatar, and then they travelled to Oman and then ultimately to New Zealand, where she then told officials at customs that she was not trying to enter Syria and was instead trying to visit family at a Turkish refugee camp. However, her brother and herself then tried to enter Indonesia and were declined entry and sent back to New Zealand. She then had her passport suspended, where she then travelled to Australia, where she used her Australian citizenship to get in. After that that cancellation of her passport, that lapsed after 12 months. However, she is yet to make an application to have that passport reissued.
So what was Ms. A's argument for wanting a review?
Well, the basis of her argument was that the passport had ceased to exist at the time of the minister's decision, and so therefore there was nothing to pin that decision on. She also had a special advocate who argued on a range of different grounds around the lawfulness of the decision. That included the suggestion that taking her religious beliefs and her public support of ISIL's position into the justification of the cancellation would have a, in his words, chilling effect on the applicant's own perception of these freedoms. However, as we now know now, the application was ultimately dismissed.
Thanks, Charlie. That's our political reporter, Charlie Drever, joining us live there from our Wellington studio.